This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. We're continuing our year-long series of interviews with University of South Florida entrepreneurs with a simple phrase, Tinder for study groups. It's called Stubby, short for Study Buddy, and it's the creation of two sophomores, industrial engineering major William Rondon and computer science major Chad Townsend. Gentlemen, welcome to University Beat.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having us here.
Hello.
Now, William, we'll talk about how it works in just a second, but you came up with the idea based on your own experiences, kind of rather solitary experiences at USF, right?
Yeah, so me and Chad are basically the only engineers that we know, like, out of our entire friend group. So I was always in the library until, like, 1 or 2 in the morning studying, and I was always alone. I didn't really have any of my friends to study with me. So I always wish there was, like, an app that could connect students with other students at any time. So over the summer, I just got to work on my business plan. I really did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people, and then once I felt like I knew what I wanted to do, I made like a rough prototype and I brought Chad in.
Yeah, Chad, if you can explain a little bit of how it works. I say Tinder because it has that swiping capability, swipe left for no, swipe yes for matches that Tinder has.
Yeah, exactly. But instead of how Tinder works where it just shows you everyone just in your location, what Stubby does is it prioritizes pretty much the people that you would study best with based on your strengths and weaknesses, your major, your minor, your year in college, in addition to what courses you're taking. Stubby will prioritize who's the best person that you can match with, and you'll see them first.
My understanding is there's a point system involved here. What does that mean?
Pretty much to weed out who the good people are to study with and who the people that you probably shouldn't be studying with. We implemented a sort of point system where after someone's talked to someone or after they've met, you can rather like or dislike the person based on how your experience was with the person.
It's almost like an Uber rating system.
Exactly, but yeah. Based on how you study, how much work you're getting done. We plan to implement more criteria into feedback.
And as we get further into development, we're trying to put in like a reward system where you can get points based off your good ratings. And then for those good ratings, you can get rewards like apparel around campus or gift cards, stuff like that.
And William, when you present this idea to people with that kind of a neat little marketing phrase of, you know, Tinder for study groups, what is the reaction?
It's a different reaction for different age groups, definitely. When I first pitched it to my friends, I got a really good reaction. Everybody would say that they wish they would have had it during college. Sometimes when I pitch it to like investors or local CEOs and stuff like that, they're older, so they haven't really used Tinder. So they kind of think that like the whole idea of the Tinder is like a great idea that someone should really do it. And I'm like, no, Tinder exists, but you know, ours is a little different.
This just rolled out within the last month or two. It's finals coming up for the first time underneath this app. What kind of response have you gotten?
The first stage is going to be more about a closed scale launch. So we're just releasing it to friends, all the people who we met along the way, along with different students, different majors. Right now, it's more about getting like 200 or less downloads and seeing what people like so we can add different features or change different features. And then in this upcoming fall is when we're looking to do a full-scale launch in UCF, USF, HCC, and UT.
You don't necessarily need to be a student at USF. You could be a student at University of Tampa who you match with.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of our app focuses on, because a lot of these satellite campuses lose a lot of the connectivity that a main campus offers. So we're hoping our app can really bridge that connection issue and really bring more students together.
What's your overall goal for this?
Our overall goal would probably be to prove our app can bring student success and raise the number of students that are making it through a four-year program or a two-year program, because that's where we're seeing way too many students are falling behind in and not actually finishing their commitment. A lot of that is based on missed connections that they've missed in college or missed people to study with, and we really want to bridge all gaps that can be made.
Now, you've worked very closely with USF's Student Innovation Incubator, which provides assistance to young entrepreneurs like yourself. What do they bring to the table that helps you out?
Yeah, so we're both engineering majors, so the whole business side of it was something that I always look for help in the incubator. So one of the things that they offer us is CEO speaker series and a lot of CEO workshops. So I've had the chance to work with participants in Shark Tank, people who won Shark Tank, different USF alumni who are like local business leaders, local entrepreneurs that are sophomores, juniors in college who have apps, have companies, have things that we can use later in life and later connections.
What advice would you have for fellow student entrepreneurs, particularly those who don't have business experience like yourselves?
I would definitely say to not think about it and just get started on it. when I first started, it was like I didn't know if I should keep going with it. And a lot of the time, especially like when I have two tests or three tests in a week, plus different events for the company, it's like you just wonder if it's really worth it to go through with it. But if you're between whether you should follow an idea or not, just start working on it. Reach out to as many people as you can, because one of the big things for us is that, like, not only did we see a future in the product, the school really reached out and showed that they believe in the product. So if you believe in it, there's definitely other people who will believe in it too, and that's what will help you out.
Just get started early, because once you start learning, especially coming from the engineering side, the earlier you start learning the whole business side, the further and faster along you're going to be in the end.
Well, the app is called Stubby. The beta version is available now for download, just in time for finals at USF. You can find out more information at WUSFnews.org. William Rondon, Chad Townsend again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.